This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Carly Fiorina, announced Wednesday as a running mate for Ted Cruz, is noted for her stinging rebuke of abortion leaders, calling for the resignation of Cecile Richards at Planned Parenthood for her leadership during the marketing and sale of abortion specimens. The Susan B. Anthony List says Fiorina is ideally suited to challenge presumptive nominee Hillary Clinton, especially on issues related to women. The name Stephen Chase Brigham is notorious on both sides of the abortion question. The late-term abortionist lost his license to practice in five states, faced criminal charges for killing late-term babies, employed a sex offender, and there's more. State investigators immediately closed his Virginia abortion clinic after logging 26 deficiencies, including dangers to patient safety from inadequate hand washing to dirty medical equipment. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. The call from Catholic leaders is growing internationally, insisting that those faithful to the gospel of Christ not support pro-abortion candidates. A new document from bishops in North Ireland is adding strength to politicians who have stood firm against multiple campaigns in not allowing their nation to accept abortion. Last week, Rhode Island Bishop Thomas Tobin made the same plea to faithful Christians. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.